But the one key to win on both sides is credibility and expertise. Okay, if there's going to be more people over here competing on the wholesale side and technology providers, and if you're over here, if your market's getting compressed a little bit, it means people are going to get squeezed out, but also people need to niche down. So if we go back to the stock market, and how did the financial market actually expand and get bigger? Okay, a lot of people were freaking out in the 90s, the early 2000s, saying the stock, you know, the stock profession's dead. You know, that's a bygone. Technology is going to take over all of it. That's not what happened. Okay, technology made it easier for those people that wanted to do the research. Technology made it easier for the people who are comfortable with stocks to go online and buy their own stocks. Okay, but also what happened is the ability for more people to have access to stocks made it to where more people wanted to buy stocks. No longer were stocks this hard thing that you could only get through a pension or through a fancy stockbroker, which most people didn't have a stockbroker connection. So as soon as stocks became more mainstream, more people wanted to buy them, which made the capital markets actually bigger. Okay, it actually became bigger. People just had to shift. No longer could you just be a person who held a license and made money because you were in the middle. Now you had to go, okay, I need to actually build expertise. I need to actually build credibility. I need to actually add value other than the simple fact that I have a license, okay? And that's exactly what happened. During that shift there, this would have been retail with stockbrokers. This would have been technology taking over in the stock world. Okay, this started to shrink as far as people going directly to a stockbroker over here. This part got bigger, but the thing is the pie on both sides got much bigger because more people wanted to buy stocks. It was more accessible. So during that time, you saw your certified financial planners pop up. You saw your registered investment advisors pop up. You saw your wealth advisors pop up. You saw your family offices pop up even more. You saw all these people specializing in ways to help you build your wealth that was actually centered around the capital markets. Okay? The market got bigger. People just had to shift. So if you're a real estate agent, how do you shift? If you're a real estate agent, you need to do the same thing the stock market people did. You need to specialize. You need to have a niche or several niches that you specialize in. Okay? It could be a certain part of town. It could be a certain buyer. It could be a certain type of seller. It could be, you know, here locally, I bring up this example quite a bit, but the G Team, they're an amazing brokerage. They just moved over to eXp. And some things that they specialize in, I mean, they're perhaps the largest in town, if not maybe number two, I'm not sure, as far as production goes. They're things they specialize in, at least Ricky and Joanne, they specialize in North Umpqua River homes. They own a home there. They sold me mine. They've sold a ton of them there. They also specialize in kind of higher end homes. And they want to start to specialize in income properties, okay? So if those are the three niches they want to focus in on, you start to pull back and go, cool, so who are the people behind those niches? Okay, in that case, it's people with money that either want to live on a river or on a mountain, and people with money that want to invest in real estate for returns. Okay, so if you know your avatar and you know your niches that you want to work with, it doesn't mean you can't work with people that as a first-time home buyer. It doesn't mean that at all. It just means in your messaging, in your videos, in your writing, in your written content, you need to hone your messaging in. Okay, the same thing with here at Carrot is our solution actually, guys and gals, we have contractors using Carrot where they're an investor and they said, man, this is working so good. I want to use it for my contractor business. Okay. What's up, Jake? We have people like, we literally have a preschool using Carrot right now. We have my dad's company, which is an equipment rental company using Carrot. So Carrot itself is a tool that really helps you attract and convert more people online. That's what the tool does. It helps you do content marketing more easily. But in order to scale the business, we said, let's niche down. If we can niche down and really hyper-focus in on one or two markets and speak directly to those people and create a solution specifically for those people. So when you land on our website, you're on a video, I'm specifically talking to real estate agents, high-achieving real estate agents. I'm specifically talking to high-achieving real estate investors. Okay, to flippers, to wholesalers, to land investors, okay, lots of other types of investors. So if you come into the Carrot ecosystem and you know that we specialize and we put out content that shows that, you're going to have an affinity to work with us because you're like, man, they are an expert in exactly what I need and exactly what I do. And that's why we've been able to scale so fast. So what are your niches? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go over my content marketing framework, and then we're going to do some live right now. I want you guys in the Facebook comments panel and inside of the YouTube comments panel or right here on Instagram. I want you guys to put in an example. If you're going, so what type of video content do I do, right? What type of video content do I do? I want you guys to ask those questions live on this. I'm going to do some live, real examples of video content right now, today, I'm going to take out my phone. I'm going to, actually, I guess I can't do it if you got Instagram, but we'll record it right here. I'll act like my phone is that camera right there, okay? So I'm going to act like that phone's my camera. I'm going to take it out. I've got Brady's phone. Yeah, we'll do that. And I'm going to actually record some real content, okay? I won't need it yet. Give me 10 minutes or so. But we're going to record some real content. I'm going to show you guys how easy it can be. How easy it can be to do these little pieces of content. It doesn't have to be complicated. These things, then you upload them on YouTube. You upload them on Facebook natively. Don't put the YouTube link over there. Like, upload it straight to Facebook. Okay. And then you're also going to put them on your Carrot site in a feature we call Video Post. Okay. That way you've got the video up on YouTube. You've got it over on Facebook, which is going to get a lot more scale if you upload it directly to Facebook. And then you're going to take this YouTube video and you're going to copy and paste it into our Video Post feature that literally takes your video, yanks all of the words out of your video, makes a written article for you, formats the article, sends you an email saying your article is done. So now you can start to control the conversation on Google. So if you were to go to Google right now and type in a phrase like buying farmland in Roseburg, okay, or Roseburg farmland, I want you guys to all do that right now on Google, pull up your browser and Google the phrase farmland Roseburg or buying farmland in Roseburg or any phrase around farmland in Roseburg. You're likely going to find a video from a company called G Styles. It's a real estate agent. It's probably going to be number one. It's going to be over Zillow. It's going to be over Land and Farm. It's going to be over Land Watch, all that. It's because they did a 3-minute and 23-second video, uploaded it to YouTube the way that I'm going to teach you today. And then they put it over on Video Post, which took all the words out, made a really high quality expert building article that now is ranked number one in Google over all the national sites. So if anybody is Googling buying farmland in Roseburg, Oregon, any of those phrases, the first person they're going to see is G Styles. Can you imagine the power in that? The G Styles branding, the G Styles expertise. Now you can retarget those people back on Facebook with farmland related content. And you're going to get them into your communication flow. And they're not going to be able to not work with you as long as you're doing a good job of building credibility and expertise. Okay. So the first thing we need to do is this. And we actually follow this exact same model. This is how we scaled up our own business. Okay. The first thing is, guys and gals, the first thing that you want to do to separate yourself from your Zillows, from your OfferPads, from your Open Doors, from the other real estate agents in your market, from the other investors in your market, it's not just another technology tool. Okay, it's not a fancier landing page. It's not a fancy little opt-in box thing that pops over. That's all easy stuff. Anyone can swipe that stuff in a day. Okay? What is the most important is putting out content that identifies you, that makes it to where people want to work with you because of what you believe in and your expertise. So the first thing I would challenge you guys to do is create 1 to 2 videos that's really about your mission, your vision, your values. Okay? If you go to our Carrot website right now, awesome. Charles says, that's exactly why I'm a Carrot customer. I love it. So that's right, man. It's like the content. It's a connection, right? So if you guys are, if you guys go to our own website, go to carrot.com/about, carrot.com/about, you're going to see our about page. Okay. And our about page basically has a video at the top that is this. It talks about who we are. It talks about what we believe in. It talks about why we do it. Okay. Why is that important? Our about page video, guys, I don't think it tells you really what we do. I mean, I think it tells you who we do it for. It tells you who we help. It shows you the people on our team. It shows you why we do what we do. I don't think it really shows you what we do. Okay. And it's important because when someone goes to your about page, they likely already know what you do. Okay. Cause they were on your homepage or they saw a direct mail piece of yours or they saw something that brought them there. They likely already know what you do. Okay. If they're a prospect, but then their second or third click in our data. Okay. Our data shows that the third most clicked on and visited web page of all web pages across our network of over 10,000 websites. It doesn't matter if it's an agent, it doesn't matter if it's an investor, it doesn't matter if it's a buyer, a seller, a renter, it doesn't matter. The number three most visited page across our entire network according to our data is the about page. It's because the first thing they usually visit is the home page or maybe a property page. And they're like, okay, I understand what they're doing, right? If the website's set up correctly, like Carrot is, they can quickly understand, okay, it looks like they have a service that can help me. But then their next thing is, who are they? Who are they? Can I trust them? Do I want to work with them? And so that's where your mission, vision, values video or content, it can be written content to start, but the video really helps connect. Go check ours out. Okay. Our very first one, it was simple. It might've been shot with my cell phone. I don't know, but it just kind of talked about who we were. Okay, we have a fancy one there now because we've seen the value of what that means. That's your very first homework piece. You could literally take this out right here. You could take out a cell phone, okay, and you could record a video. And I'll do a quick little mission, vision, values video right here, okay? Let me record it on Brady's phone. And I'm going to do it from the angle of, let's say, I'm going to do it from the angle of a real estate investor, okay? Right here, someone who buys houses, all right? So this is as simple as you guys can do. Like, do it this simple to start. There's no excuses. You don't have to have a fancy expensive videographer, none of that. All you have to do is connect with people and be genuine about it, all right? So I'm going to be a real estate agent in Roseburg, Oregon. I'm going to have a specialty. I'm going to talk about who I work with, why I do what I do, and I'm going to close it out, okay? Hey guys and gals, I messed up, not perfect, y'all. Hey guys and gals, this is Trevor. I'm a local real estate agent here in Roseburg, Oregon. And actually, I've lived here for about a decade. And one thing that I love, love, love about Roseburg is the people. Just being around Roseburg, I've met so many amazing people that my wife and I and my family, we decided to call this home. And so one of the things that I really started to love when I was talking with people around Roseburg and visiting homes and seeing people who are moving here, as I said, imagine if I could help more people find the amazing home that their family can grow in like we did. We want to stay here for possibly the rest of our lives, and we really want to build community here. We really love and enjoy community. So the people that we tend to work with the most are young families. Okay, we work with young families who want to find a home in a neighborhood like Melrose or out on North Umpqua River or possibly Hewcrest or anywhere around Roseburg proper. We really love working with young families. The reason we love that, y'all, is because vital and vibrant communities are made from families. We want to keep families here. And one thing that we do with our clients is we go out there and we have functions with our clients. And we also put out a monthly newsletter that walks through all of the family events in Roseburg. So one thing that you can do is right here on my website, click a link below. There's going to be a little form you can fill out. Just put in your information. And we're going to send you a one-time a month email that talks about the different events for young families going on here in Roseburg. Also, go follow me on Facebook because we put up a lot of really cool content. Whether you're looking to buy a house now or sell a house now, it doesn't matter. We're just looking to build connection with you and build community with you. If we have an opportunity to work with you as a real estate agent and show you some homes or sell your home fast for you and get top dollar, we'd love to do that as well. But check out the information below. Put in your information. We'd love to be able to send you that email every month on the family activities that are going on. Go follow us on Facebook for other cool things. And we'd love the opportunity to work with you sometime soon. So most of that was BS. Okay, I'm not a real estate agent, right? But if you guys are a real estate agent and you have a niche, I made that up on the fly just now. Like all that was on the fly. It wasn't perfect, but it was something. It was something. Okay, that was 2 minutes long. I could now take that. Maybe what would be better if I were to do it again and really think about it ahead, I'd probably like walk through my office and say, hey, I'm down here at my office in downtown Roseburg. Come visit me at 950 Southeast Oak Avenue. Here's some other cool things that are happening, right? So try to keep that video to under 3 minutes if you want, okay? So the next thing you do is this. Once you get that vision, the vision values video up, get it on your about page, get it on YouTube, title it your company name. Title it your company name or your name if you're a real estate agent, and then the location, because that might actually pop up in Google when people are searching for you, okay? So the next thing we're gonna do is now we're gonna niche down, okay? And this is one of the scariest things. Whenever I talk to real estate agents and investors, I bring this up and they're like, oh, I don't wanna niche. I don't wanna niche down because I want everybody. Like my niche is my whole town, right? My niche is any buyer that wants to buy a home in Encinitas, California, or my niche is any seller that wants to sell in Boise, Idaho. And that's not a niche. Like you and every other real estate agent or investor in that market, that is their niche, okay? If we were to bring it back to Carrot on the software side, the equivalent of us doing that would be any company that needs a website, that's our niche. Okay, that's not a niche. You can't focus your message if you're making it crazy, crazy broad for everybody. Okay, you can't focus your message if you're making it crazy, crazy broad for everybody. Here's a really hyper example. So you can build a broad product. Obviously, there's tons and tons of examples of companies that have built massive, broad products, okay? You look at Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola doesn't have a niche. It's like we want to just infiltrate any and every human being who wants to drink something and be refreshed, okay? Their marketing message is about refreshment. But they even niche down. They niche down products. They create products that are sugar-free for the niche of person who is conscious to the health side of it around sugar. They create products that are caffeine-free. That's a niche to people that are conscious to not having caffeine in their drinks. They buy companies that are niche, water, Gatorade, things like that, right? Those are niche. But also in packaging, lately you've seen campaigns from Coca-Cola where they've made packaging and marketing campaigns with the person's name. It'll say like John on this or Brady, okay? And their whole marketing says, grab a Coke and share it with a John. If you got one with a John, go find a John and share it. That's niching down. That's niching down. This is for John. So they're speaking to John specifically in that. Okay. So how can you niche your message? The first thing I'm gonna guide you on is this. Going back to that example with the G team locally, when I was talking with Ricky about it, he initially didn't really have a niche that was at the top of his mind. Yeah, right there. Charles says Carrot versus Wix, right? So Wix is going broad, and they're a huge company. So I'm not going to say that you can't go broad, because you can. It's just a lot harder. And if you're a real estate agent, that's where it gets even harder. Unless you're just going to do massive, massive, massive marketing, billboards everywhere, all that kind of stuff, you can totally do it. Okay, if you want to completely infiltrate just everybody's psyche, you can do it. But I'm going to tell you, you can do it even better if you hyper-focus on the niches that you want to focus in. That's going to help you grow even more. You're not going to have to cut your commissions anymore, right? I was talking with a client of ours here a little bit ago that they actually just almost industry standard out where they are, that 4% is about the commission, 4 to 5% max is about the commission that is standard now to sell a house. You need to get that half on the agent, or half on the buyer side, half on the seller side, okay? If you'd asked agents 5 years ago, 6% was probably still the standard. So why are commissions getting compressed down? It's because you're not specializing. If you specialize, you can charge more. Okay, with that example right there with Charles, right? Wix charges what, 10, 20 bucks a month maybe? Okay, we have people paying $500, $600, $700 a month with Carrot. That's not our normal plans. Our normal plans are about 100 bucks a month, right? But we have some people that pays $500, $600, $700 bucks a month. Why is that? Because we've hyper-niched. So you can have fewer customers, but better. You can focus your marketing message, really build a premium service that delivers the service better than anyone else, not go off of volume, but go off of quality, and build an amazing business that really insulates you. Okay, I choose to do niches because it's easier to build a business in a niche. They're more profitable, it's more fun, honestly. It's easier to market. You can pivot quicker, all that kind of stuff. That's why you've heard the phrase, the riches are in the niches, right? So how do you pick a niche if you're a real estate investor? If you're a real estate investor, the niche that you pick is this. It doesn't mean that you have to say, I'm only buying probate houses. It doesn't mean that you're only buying houses from people that are going in foreclosure. That can be a niche you focus on. But your marketing message needs to hyper-focus on the people you can help best. So I was chatting with a client the other day. The majority of their best deals tend to be inherited houses deals, right? Where someone inherited the house, there's gonna be a lot of houses inherited over the next two to three decades, just with the boomer generation aging. So there's gonna be a lot of probate and inherited house sellers out there who need help. They need help with the solution. And so many of those people who inherited those houses, they just don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. They've never done it before. They didn't know the tax ramifications. Oftentimes you have multiple siblings in different cities, different states. They have different varying interests. And it's just hard to do. It's hard to sell, right? So oftentimes the best way to sell that property is to a direct home buyer here. Okay, they're going to sell at a discount, but they're going to do it with convenience. Now, if the person really wants to wait and that house doesn't need any repairs and things like that, they might be willing to work with an agent and do it retail. But oftentimes houses that are inherited, they oftentimes are in disrepair. They're older. They might need repairs. So that's like the perfect storm for that person who inherited it, going, throwing up their arms going, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Okay, this house needs 30 or 40 grand in repairs. I don't have that. Neither do my siblings. And the house is all paid off. My parents own it for 35 years. It's like, we just want to get done with it. And they don't have any emotional investment in the investment of the house, right? Because they didn't pay to acquire the house. It got given to them. So for them, it's not a big deal. If the house is worth 200,000 fixed up and it's going to require 30 grand and it's fully paid off, they might accept 125 for it, right? The investor comes in, they're making a good, healthy profit. They're beautifying the neighborhood, beautifying the house. The person on the other end who's buying it to live in it has an amazing house that's fixed up and fixed up well. And then the people who inherited the house also got a quick cash offer. They got to move on and they didn't have to hassle with anything. They didn't have to put up 30 grand of their own money to figure out how to sell it at full retail to even get the 200K in the first place. So you could niche down on probate. Okay, so then you pick your 1 to 3 niches. If you're a real estate agent, it could be like the video I did there. It could be a type of a person. Okay, it could be your prospect is a niche. It's young families. It's first time home buyers. It's people that are looking to downsize. And what I usually suggest is you pick 1 to 3 niches. Okay, more than 3 niches, then you're probably not really niching much. You could maybe make 5 niches work, but I would really try to settle in that 3 niches. One niche, if you're just going to pick one niche, It better be a big niche, and you better go all in on that niche. An example, let's say that you want to own the niche of medical housing, okay? Housing for medical professionals that are moving to town. Awesome, you can own that. So start to create all kinds of content that's the doctor's wife or the doctor's husband who's likely researching the town. Create all this content that is the top shopping centers in town, the top yoga places in town, the top XY. What are those types of things that spouse of the doctor moving into town are likely going to be searching to research the area? Build that kind of content out on your website so they find your website, and then you're retargeting them on Facebook content that says, hey, awesome, if you're looking to move to Roseburg, Oregon, one of the things that we really specialize in is medical housing, you know, doctors, nurses, people that are really looking to move to Roseburg to take care of our community. And we work with a ton of them. But if you're not a doctor or nurse, amazing. We also work with this type of niche and this type of niche as well. And we really love to work with y'all. Okay, so you start to retarget them back videos on Facebook, and then they start to explore your website because you're adding value. You're bringing them in with content that you never would have put that content out if you didn't identify a niche. Okay, so write down 1 to 3 niches right now that you can hyper-focus some messaging in. And once again, it doesn't mean you have to do it all. One way to adjust your website is if you're going to niche as an investor on probate, make sure your homepage talks a little bit more about probate or inherited and probably has a page specific to that. Okay, so maybe a link up top that says inherit a property, or right there in the copy it says, you know, you can sell your house fast, especially if you've inherited a house and you're not sure what to do with it. We've guided many people through The testimonial on the homepage should be one from someone who inherited a house that you helped. Okay, so that's how you really start to niche that message down. Because if someone lands on your website versus another really reputable real estate investor, and they see that you are specializing in the problem that they have, and you're credible, and they go to your about page and they see you're a good person, they're gonna work with you. Okay, they're gonna work with you, okay? So write down those 1 to 3 niches. Now what you do here, it's gonna take a little bit of work, but maybe only half a day, that's it. The video that I did right there, I'm gonna do another one here live, but I would do like 5 to 8 videos per niche. And those videos that you're gonna do are like the common, awesome, thanks Ian. Those videos that you're gonna do are the common questions or objections people might have in that niche. So let's stick with the doctor niche. Okay, if that niche that I'm working on right here, let's say it's doctors or medical housing, okay? You can't see that. Let's say it's doctors or medical housing, all right? So doctors, let's say that that's the niche. I'm gonna write down what are the common things that that doctor or the spouse might actually be asking, or what are the objections they might have around real estate here or working with agents or whatever it is, okay? So I'm just gonna brainstorm right now. So what are some of those objections right now? Kara says, niche, it's better to be someone's shot of vodka than everyone's cup of tea. I love it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And Mark says the pumpkin plan, 100% Mark. Rather than focusing on everything, you're trimming down to the things you want to focus on the most. So we're going to focus on the doctor niche. Okay, if I'm a real estate agent and I'm wanting to go, okay, I'm focusing on medical housing, doctors that are looking to move to town, I'm going to own that. Okay, or people relocating from North Carolina to Florida, I'm going to own that or whatever it is, right? So I'm going to go, okay, well, oftentimes the doctors are really wanting to know what are the lifestyle types of things here. It's a small town. They might be coming from a bigger town and they might be like, man, there's really nothing to do in Roseburg for families. So that's probably one. What is there to do in Roseburg for families, right? Okay, so that's probably a question or objection for moving here. It honestly might be, well, there's no shopping. Okay, so I might be able to create a series of content around the shopping options here in Roseburg. There's not a lot, but I can point out what there are. What are some of the other ones is, if it's a doctor, they're probably gonna get paid decently well. So I'm gonna probably really do a piece of content on nice areas to live in Roseburg, okay? So if I know that there's likely an income level and they're probably gonna be looking for something like that, I would literally go to Google and I would start typing up phrases like, if I was that doctor or that doctor's spouse, I would literally go to Google and start typing up that phrase like, best areas to live in Roseburg, right there, guys. So I'm literally, you can't see it right now, I'm gonna show it on Instagram, but I'm typing this up right now into Google, and look what pops up on the suggested search. It's best areas to live in Roseburg, Oregon. Best place to live in Roseburg, Oregon. That right there, y'all, is someone who's looking to move to Roseburg likely, okay? So I would write that down. I'm like, cool, I'm gonna do a piece of content on the best areas to live in Roseburg, Oregon, okay? Best neighborhoods, awesome. Right there, and I'm gonna write 5, 6, 7 different things that prospect might be thinking. Okay, so I'm gonna shoot a video right now. You wanna keep your videos between 3 and 5 minutes. Okay, keep your videos between 3 and 5 minutes. Why is that? because number one, it's short. People's attention span is short, but also number two, because we're going to take this video and we're going to put it into YouTube. We're going to put it into Facebook, and we're also going to put it into video post, our feature on Carrot that automates taking your video and making a written article and helping them get ranked really, really high. And the whole aim is you're going to put these videos up, and ideally when they're doing all these Google searches, when they're really researching to find who's the best agent and where should I live and what about this and what about that, we want your content to swarm the internet. That's how you beat Zillow, y'all. Zillow's not going to do that stuff. Zillow's not going to do content hyper-focus on the best shopping in Roseburg or the top yoga studios in town or whatever it is, okay? Zillow's not going to do that stuff. Zillow's not going to create hyper-focused, amazing content on this niche part of town. They're going to have a page on that with listings, but they're not going to create really great content on that. We can beat them there. We are beating them there, okay? If you Google a phrase like North Umpqua River Homes for Sale, that's here in Roseburg, you're going to find number one ranking is a Carrot website, the G team, over Zillow, over Redfin, over Realtor.com, over all of those, okay? Why are they beating Zillow? Why are they beating Realtor? Why are they beating Redfin? It's because they chose to create a really good website that shows a mission, vision, values that engages people to click around. Because they've chose niches and they have a niche page up specifically for that niche part of town. And then they created a bunch of good content on that page and the website loads fast and all the things that we just do for you. Okay. So I'm going to do a video right now for, as a real estate agent, if one of my niches is helping the medical community. Okay. Cool. Hey, this is Trevor, local real estate agent, and I've actually talked the other day with Dr. Smith. Okay, Dr. Smith is an orthopedic surgeon here who moved to Roseburg about 5 years ago. And I actually had a chance to work with Dr. Smith when he and his family were moving into Roseburg, and they're actually moving from Kansas. Okay, and it's if you are a doctor or the spouse of a doctor and you're looking at making that move from a town, maybe a bigger town to Roseburg, there's probably things you're thinking about. There's probably things you're nervous about. You're wondering about the town because you want to make sure that it's a place that you can live. It's a place that you and your family can thrive. So in this quick video, I'm going to walk you through the best places in town to live if you're in the medical community. Some of the kind of the spots that are the more sought after places of town. The first one right here on my whiteboard is actually an area in town called Melrose. Now we have a page on this website that walks you through and shows you listings in Melrose. But Melrose is on the west side of town. It's close to the wineries. It's closer to the newer area of shopping. And it's also where a lot of other professionals like yourselves also live. So it's like instant community in Melrose. Click the link below. There's going to be a whole page all about the Melrose community. The second part of town that might interest you if you're moving in from out of town in the medical community is out there on Garden Valley. If I actually remember the darn, is blah, 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 whatever neighborhood, right? And then I'll talk about that neighborhood. And then the third one is, if you really, really, really love water homes, if you love rivers, the North Umpqua River is one of the most beautiful rivers in the world. And it's world-class for fly fishing. It's world-class for river rafting. It's world-class for mountain bike riding. And also there's rock climbing over there and some over on the other side of town if you're interested, okay? But the North Umpqua River goes all the way out there up towards Crater Lake and a bunch of other waterfalls, goes through town, and it goes out to the west side of town as well. So you can be on the North Umpqua River up in the wild and scenic section over there towards Glide, which has amazing places, or on the west side of town, which is where wine country is. So if you really love the river, if you really love river homes and upscale homes, make sure to check out the North Umpqua River Homes as well. Check out our link below for the North Umpqua River Homes. So those are the three areas of town that we really find a lot of doctors, a lot of medical professionals who are moving to town tend to like to work. Explore those areas. Check out my other videos that dive through and talk about the restaurants in town, that talk about the different shopping opportunities, that talk about the culture opportunities, and really the things that excite us about residents of Roseburg, Oregon. We hope that we can work with you. Put in your information below and get on our medical community housing list. What this is we're going to curate houses in the types of towns and the parts of towns that you're looking for. And we're also going to be sending through updates each and every month on awesome, amazing events that involve the medical community, that involve young families, so you can really get a taste of what's happening here in Roseburg. We'd love to work with you. We'd love to have you be a part of the community, even if it's just us shaking hands and having dinner or grabbing a beer sometime. But check out the communities below, and we'd love to work with you. Okay, so that one is 2 minutes and 50 seconds. Okay, so I didn't quite make it to the 3 minutes, But the average person speaks 120 to 160 words a minute. So if we're going to make that 2 minute and 50 second video an article in our video post feature, that's going to be about, what is that? Probably a 400 word article, maybe close to 500 word article. Okay. And that's kind of a sweet spot. You want your written content on Google to be at least 500 words to kind of really get in the radar and start to creep up there, ideally towards 800 words. So guys, I just hammered that out. And it's not because I'm amazing and I was born to do video. My mom actually is watching this Instagram live, and she can definitely attest to the fact that I am not naturally outgoing. I'm like a massive introvert. If I'm placed in a spot, or if there's an event and I don't know a lot of people, I'm honestly probably going to be like slinking back over here, kind of doing my own thing. If we're at a family function, I'm a quiet guy. Okay, I just do this because I have to. I do this because I have to do it. And I really love impacting and helping people. I had to get over my own insecurities around video. I had to get over my own insecurities around the things that I'm right now, guys. There's a 60-inch TV right in front of my darn face with a 60-inch version of myself talking. That's not comfortable watching myself talk on video. I do it because I have to. Saying that I have to get past my own insecurities so I can help people. I've got a mission. I've got something I believe in. I have things I believe I want to put out to the world, and I can't do it if I'm hiding behind things and scared to put out my message. And I want to challenge you guys to do the same thing. So if any of you guys are scared or afraid of what am I going to do videos on, right there, I just showed you an example. Just hammer out 5 to 8 of them. I wrote down five things in under 60 seconds. That's right, Erica, kids bring energy. I wrote down five things in 60 seconds that I could do videos on for doctors who are moving to town, if that's one of my niches. I just hammered one out. It wasn't perfect, but I literally would upload that video. Like that video right there, I would upload that. Then you can make it better later. Okay, the importance is just getting it done. I'd upload on YouTube. I'd throw it in Facebook natively, and then I'd put it into video post. Take the video from YouTube, copy and paste it into video post on our system, and it's going to automatically make it a written article. So you've got the three pillars covered. You've got Facebook on the social. You've got YouTube, which is the second largest search engine in the world. And then you've got Google, which is the first largest search engine in the world, where all of your prospects are searching. Okay. The last thing I'm going to be talking about here, then we're going to wrap it up. We're nearing the 2 o'clock mark is, I guess not last thing, but is location pages. Okay. So after you've recorded your short little mission, vision, values video, I did one on this call. Don't make excuses. It doesn't have to be professional. Use your darn cell phone. I did one on this call. Okay. So right there, you record that, throw that up there. And then you're going to pick your 1 to 3 niches, right? I walked you through how to think of niches. Then you record 5 to 8 videos on those niches, talking about the objections, the questions, the limiting beliefs those people have. You're going to upload those to Facebook. You're going to upload those to YouTube. You can even make like a YouTube playlist, okay, for each one of those niches. And then you're also going to throw all of those into video post, okay? Then right here, you're going to go, okay, cool, what locations am I in? Okay, you're going to launch location landing pages. This is how Zillow took over the internet. If you guys want to know how Zillow won the real estate game, it's because they niched down pages. They created a page for everything, a page for every property, a page for every neighborhood, a page for every everything. That's the way that they won. So if people are going over here thinking, well, cool, I'm going to put this cool little sliding opt-in thing over my thing on Boomtown, and that's going to save the game, that's going to beat Zillow, that's not the case. You actually beat Zillow by doing things they can't do and doing things they can do better. What we can do better than Zillow can do is we can create better content on the niche basis than they can. Okay. Cause they're a mass content farm. They're a mass website farm. Okay. And what they cannot do also is they can't be me. They can't be the local expert. They can't be the person that has the mission, vision, values that resonates with you. They can't be the person that has the exact niches that shows that I'm the expert in that. Okay. So create a location landing page for every city or neighborhood. With the G team going back to that, we've created ones for the neighborhoods, for North Umpqua River, for Melrose. And those are all ranking on page one, if not number one on Google, over Zillow. Okay. And we have another video that we'll do. I actually did one of these Facebook Lives about a month ago that was about that. We showed you exactly how we beat Zillow. Go check out one of the previous Ask Carrots, or hit us up. We can give you the video. The last thing is right here. So I'm going to wrap it all up with this, because this might seem like a lot of work, but this is not. Okay, this right here, I did one of those in under 5 minutes. If you want to make it perfect, let's say it's an hour, okay? So that's 1 hour. 1 hour to build credibility, to resonate and connect with people, and to win more business because people work with people they believe in and that believe in similar things. That's 1 hour max. Okay, right here, I was able to peg a niche or two. I was able to write down some ideas. This right here, it might be 1 hour on brainstorming, okay? deciding your niches and writing down some of those questions and objections, those things that those people might be searching into Google and researching. And then if I'm gonna do 5 videos for 2 niches, let's just say it takes you a long time and each video takes you 30 minutes to upload, okay? So we're talking, that's half a day, okay? So that's 1 half day, okay? And let's say that you're just slower with it and, oh cool, let's say it's 1 day, okay? Awesome. So one day to finally give yourself an advantage, 1 day to finally give yourself a niche that you can really focus messaging in on, okay? So we have 1 hour and then we have 1 day there. If you want to be really slow, let's say 2 days, right? I mean, we can help you with these ideas and niches. Over here, on our system, it's a little bit easier. We're going to make it even easier, but let's just say it's 1 hour, okay, per location page. You've got to launch the page or pay us to do it, and we can do it all for you in our services. So just hit us up on the services if you don't want to do it. That's 1 hour to launch it, write about 500 to 800 words of content following our template, and you can just ask us for that template, okay? So that's 1 hour per page. Let's say you have 5 neighborhoods in town or 5 cities. That's 5 hours, right? Okay, cool. So right now we've got maybe 2 or 3 total days of work that you can spread out over the next month or two, all right? And this right here is going to build momentum. This is going to build momentum. If you put up a Facebook post, that's there today, gone tomorrow, right? Like the people are only going to see that show up in their feed today. But this up here is going to be up forever. This up here, if you do it right and follow our format, is going to be in Google for days, for weeks, for months, for years. And as people are searching that in 6 months, and the G Styles one about the farmland, guys, that's been ranked number one in Google over Land Watch, over Land and Farm, for all farm-related keywords in Roseburg for 2 years. They did it one time, 2 years, okay? Everyone else out there posting a brand new Facebook post every single day when it took them the same amount of time to make 1 video post, optimize it. They had to be patient to get the result. It took them about 5-6 months to get the number one ranking, but they've had the number one ranking for 2 years. That right there is going to give them tons and tons of revenue if they're able to capture those prospects and the clients. Okay, then this right here is how you really win. This is your foundation. This is your foundation. This stuff here really doesn't change a whole lot. Okay, this stuff here, guys, you do that one time unless you want to update the video. You do that one time unless you want to add more. You do that one time unless you want to add more, unless you want to add more pages. This here is how you stand out on the weekly basis, okay? So with this is what I call on-the-job content, okay? So you've already got that up on your about page. You already have a whole section of your website on your niches, and you have location landing pages for those niches, okay? That's going to be there. But then this here, when I'm out there, if I know that my niche is, you know, I'm just going to use North Umpqua River Homes again. If I know that that's one of my niches, next time I'm out at a North Umpqua River Home with a client, I'm going to take out my phone. I'm going to do an on-the-job video. 3 to 5 minutes, okay? Upload it to YouTube, upload it to Facebook, okay? Put it into video post. So now you've got Facebook covered, the social part. You've got YouTube covered, the number 2 search engine in the world. Then you've got Google covered, the number 1 search engine in the world. So many agents are completely ignoring the Google side when that is actually the highest quality prospects, the most motivated people, and the only spot that probably 100% of your clients are actually searching, maybe 99%. Okay, not 100% are actually looking for you on Facebook. Probably under 30% are even looking on YouTube. The only one that is dominating the mind space of all of your clients is Google, and so many of you guys are ignoring that, okay? So I'm gonna shoot a video that's an on-the-job video now, okay? Pretend I'm out at a river property, and I know that one of my niches is North Umpqua River Homes. It's in Roseburg on the North Umpqua River, and I'm gonna give some expertise to show I'm an expert in this, okay? Hey guys and gals, I'm out here actually at a beautiful home on the North Umpqua River. This is a 3-acre, I'm just going to talk about my property. This is a 3-acre property, 2,500 square feet. Look at this view. Like, just look at this view right over here. This right here is why people live in the North Umpqua River. Because of the view, because of the amazing recreation opportunities. Right down here in this property is a boat launch. That's where you can actually launch your kayaks and everything. Here's where the swimming pool is and the big deck. Just imagine doing your barbecues right here. Imagine hosting your parties right here. Amazing, amazing stuff. This is exactly why people do that. But if you're a fisherman, there's amazing boat access and actually a boat launch right down there. You can launch your boat on the river, or you can actually fly fish directly from You can fly fish directly from the bank here. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through on this particular video a couple things you need to think about if you're buying a home on the North Umpqua River. One of the biggest things you need to think about is the water situation. And this is one thing a lot of my clients don't predict when they're buying a home in the rivers. If they've never owned a home on the river out in the country before, they don't think about where the water is coming from. So this particular house here actually has a unique situation. It gets its water out of the river. So that right down there, you can see there's the pump house, and then there's a submersible pump that actually goes out in the river. That's one option, and that's an amazing option because the water in the North Umpqua River is really, really clean, but you do have to treat it, okay? So it gets pumped out of there, goes up to the upper pump house. That's where the whole filtration system is. In this particular system, I'm gonna take you in that system right now. So this right here is the first filter that water passes through. If you're buying a house on the North Umpqua River, this is one of the best options I've found. This is how my house is filtered, but it goes through a sand filter, then it goes through a 1 micron bag filter, and then over here is the UV. So all of the water has gone through multiple stages of filter, UV, and right to the house, some of the best water you can find. But another way that you can filter your water on the North Umpqua River, if you're looking for a home to buy in the North Umpqua River here in Roseburg, Oregon, is wells. There's a lot of wells around here. This particular house, they drilled a well, they actually drilled two wells, but they weren't able to go deep enough to get water, therefore that's why they grabbed it out of the river. So a well is another great option, but they're expensive. So if your property you're buying doesn't already have a well, you might look at the option of grabbing the water directly out of the river, okay? Now there are parts of the North Umpqua River that you can actually get city water. If you're out towards Glide where this property is, this you have to get it from a well or from the river. But if you're over on the other side of town, over towards Fisher Road, you can actually get city water over there, okay? So you have three options over on that side. But my favorite is the filtration system. You have a lot more control over it. You're not gonna have to drill another well if that one goes out or whatever. The filtration system, these are the specific elements that work the best. Now I have a whole series of videos for people that are looking to buy a home on the North Umpqua River. Just click the link below, it's gonna go over to my website, or if you're already on my website, there's a whole series of videos that are gonna walk you through everything you need to know and everything you need to look for when you're buying a home on the river. All the way from what do you look for to make sure you're not stepping into a house that's infested with rodents. We found bat infestations, rat infestations that weren't even caught by the inspector. We're gonna show you how to make sure they're caught. Number two, which parts of the North Umpqua River hold their value and grow the value the most? You can buy a home over here or over here, and you might actually have the exact same home, similar size property. You're gonna pay $150,000 more for that property on this side of the river. We'll show you why, and we'll show you why people like that side, but also why people like the other side. In other videos, and they're walking through probably every question that you've got around how to buy a home on the river. All right, the next thing is, if you're looking for a home, we actually have a river home list. There's a link right below this to join our river home list. Every single property that's on the river here in Roseburg, even up there towards the Umpqua River, it immediately goes on the MLS, and we have a page that updates it every single day. So you're always gonna get the most up-to-date homes on the river. This even beats Zillow. While you're sitting there flipping through Zillow right now, what happens is Zillow oftentimes has a delay from the MLS to Zillow. So some of the best properties, by the time you get it on Zillow, it's already sold over here with someone working directly with a real estate agent because they picked it up from the MLS quicker. Zillow sometimes has a delay getting it from the MLS, and that could cost you your next home, okay? So make sure you put in your information below. We update this page every single day with the new homes that hit the MLS on the North Umpqua River and the South Umpqua River, and we'd love to work with you. Check out our series, hop on our River Homes list. We won't hassle you. We'd love to help you find an amazing home that you love. Okay, cool. That one, guys and gals, was 5.5 minutes, okay? So that's a perfect video post. So that was 5 minutes. So that right there is on-the-job content. I'm actually out there in the field. I'm at the house in my niche. I take out my phone and I go, okay, cool. What's a question that people have? What's something I always deal with when I'm out here in these types of properties? And then sit there and record that video, okay? Take that video, upload that video to YouTube, upload that video to Facebook, share that puppy on Facebook with your friends and stuff, and then upload it to video post. Title that video post something that people might type into Google if they're looking for a home on the North Umpqua River. Okay, add it to your carrot site, okay? And we can show you how to do the specifics of that. But let me break it down, then we're gonna wrap this puppy up. I've got a couple questions in here that we'll answer in a little jet. Okay, once again, guys, yes, this takes work, but this is a lot less work than you looking back in a year and 2 years going, man, why is my business eroding? Why is my business eroding? I had a call with a guy on Tuesday, an amazingly successful investor, buys way more homes than most of the guys there. Tim, he's an amazing guy. And he's like, dude, I'm getting beat up right now. He goes, I'm getting beat up and I don't get it. Why is this guy over here in my market? If I If I get the lead and he gets the lead, I'm going to win all day long if I can get in front of the seller, but I'm not even getting in front of these sellers because they're choosing him first. Why? Guys, it's because of this. It's because they can't find good information online from Tim, okay? They can't find a lot of good credibility online from Tim. When they search the other guy's company name, all of his BBB reviews pop up. All of his Facebook reviews pop up. He has dozens and dozens of Google reviews because he's intentional building his online credibility profile. You go to his website, the other guy's website. He has videos on his website. He's building his expertise. He's talking about why he believes in what he does and why he believes in it. He has niches that he focuses in on. He has a location he focuses in on. And he goes out there and posts expertise building content. Okay, while Tim is the guy who has more credibility and more experience, the other guy is the one who looks like he does online, so he wins the business. Okay, this right here, yes, it's work. It's more work than pushing a button on this push button system. But I can tell you those push button systems, unless they're helping you stand out, unless they're helping you separate yourself from Zillow, from Open Door, from the mega agents, from the other investors, unless they're helping you stand out, they're going to be making you irrelevant in the next 1 to 5 years. So how do you do both? How do you stand out and have something that's push button that helps you get leads? We're going to be building out a lot of stuff over the next year, guys, that's going to be shortening your life cycle, shortening your time to get your leads faster while we're helping you stand out with our content marketing tools. Okay? So we want to see you guys win. We want to see these big mega iBuyers expand the market and make it bigger for everybody. It's a good thing they're getting in the market. Okay? I don't understand how some of them are going to stay in business, but it's a good thing they're getting in the market. Okay? Just to recap, right here, guys and gals, once again, I really predict the retail market will shrink a little bit. Right now, it's probably 98% of all home sales go through the MLS and agents. I predict that's going to go down to probably 75 to 80% within a decade. I could be wrong, but I think that's going to be right. Okay? But then also over here, you have the iBuyers coming in. They're probably going to start to scoop up, and maybe 5 to 10% of overall houses are probably going to come from this year in the next decade. Okay? But then you have the wholesale market, the mom and pop investors, the wholesalers, the flippers. These people are not going to put these people out of business in general. There's going to be a lot of wholesalers going to go out of business, y'all. A lot of them, okay, in 2 years. But the reason that they're going to go out of business, or it might even be you, I hope not, but the reason they're going to go out of business is because they're not finding ways to stand out. If you can stand out and build a brand, build expertise, put yourself out there, even if you're not the most experienced, going back to that example with Tim, even though the other guy's not the most experienced, the other guy's winning the business. Because that other guy did this, okay? The other guy did this. The other guy's doing this. They're building credibility. They're building expertise. They're building content, and they're winning. All right? We want to see you guys win. I'm going to answer a couple questions right now. All right, cool. Thanks, guys and gals, for staying on the Facebook thread. So there was a question earlier. Where is this at? There was a question earlier about, let me see. I don't have that up on. Is that in Asana? Hold on one sec, guys. It's weird. Like when I'm looking at it, it only shows like some recent comments. It doesn't show me the.
How do you feel about doodle videos or animated videos?
Cool. Good question. So someone asked a question. How do I feel about doodle videos or animated videos? So I've seen a lot of them. I've used them before. I think a doodle video or animated video is better than nothing. But here's the deal. If you're using a doodle video or animated video in place of you putting your face on camera, I think that's, I think it's a cop-out, honestly. I think it's a cop-out that you don't want to be on camera, okay? So here's the deal. Here's my rule of thumb is this. Is that video something that someone can do and create little to no differentiation between you and them, okay? The answer to that is no. Okay, a million people can do that exact same doodle video. They can hire the exact same company to do it. They can make a video that almost looks identical to yours. So all of a sudden, you're not standing out again. You're like the client I was talking about, Tim, who's amazing, and he's one of the bigger investors in the market, but everyone else looks like him because he's not stepping out there and showing what's unique about him, okay? So yes, you could totally do them, but I would not do them in place of you building relationship, you building connection, you building expertise. Now, one thing that pops up, a lot of people say, well, shoot, I don't want to build the business around my brand. So I don't want to do all the videos, right? I don't want to do the business. I don't want me to be my brand. Well, here's the deal. I'm on a lot of our videos, right? I'm on most of our videos, but Carrot's the brand, okay? Carrot's the brand. If I wanted to sell this company, I can sell Carrot, okay? The cool thing is too, that other employees on my team, they're out there doing content. Adrian's always doing content. Tim on our team's doing content. Joaquin's doing content. Okay, Brendan's writing content. So what happens is you can still be the person leading it with the vision, with the excitement, with that stuff, but then you start to bring other people in and eventually you can kind of slink your way out if you want, or just be one person in the brand. Okay, so that's what I would focus in on. I would focus in on building a brand. Okay, build a brand. And a brand doesn't have to be this, but a great example of a brand is Bo Hollis. Bo Hollis is coming to our next Carrot Camp. Announcement, y'all. Announcement. Carrot Camp sold out. Carrot Camp sold out, okay? You can't read that, but that's what that says. So Carrot Camp in May is sold out. We had an amazing, amazing group coming. 15 amazing investors and some that are also agents are coming. Pumped about it. But Bo Hollis is coming back for his second Carrot Camp. The reason I'm bringing it up is because he focused after the last Carrot Camp. He's like, I'm going to build a brand. And he is. If you go to simplysold.com, he has good, clean, clear branding. He has credibility up there. He's putting up videos. He's doing this. He's doing this and he's having people get a hold of him because they said, I saw your video and you seem like someone that I can trust that I want to work with. Okay? So you can build a brand of Simply Sold and you can be the person that is doing the content, but the brand doesn't have to be you. You're a part of the brand. Okay, really good question. Any others, Brady? There was one about something about like a Google. It was on the Facebook thread. It was something about a Google Google Places. It was like the very first comment that was even popped in there. That's weird. Does anyone know why Facebook actually makes comments disappear? How does that even work? Do you edit history? Because, yeah, it's only showing four at a time. Then it doesn't give you that link anymore to see more. What are you doing, Facebook?
Oh, what's the best way to showcase? Here we go. What's the best way to showcase my Google My Business reviews on the homepage of my Carrot site?
Awesome. Good question. So the question is, what's the best way or place to showcase my Google reviews, Google My Business reviews on the homepage of my website? Here's a couple of rules of thumb, guys. I'm gonna do this, okay? Da-da-da-da-da. So because I can't share my screen right now, I'm gonna draw, and I'm an amazing, amazing drawer. Just kidding, I'm not. Okay, so right here, okay? So I'm gonna erase this a little bit. Imagine I'm drawing a website, okay? So website, da-da-da-da-da. Let's say you've got the Juniper design. You've got a beautiful button here. You've got some form fields there, some copy. You got a logo here. You got some stuff here. You got a navigation bar here, right? Okay. Let's say then you've got some copy there. Let's say you've got a credibility bar here. Okay. You've got content here, a picture, stuff like that. Okay. So that's kind of like the format of a homepage, right? So what I would do is this is we always want to have at least two credibility elements. What's called above the fold. Above the fold is if you're on a cell phone, it's the spot that before you have to scroll down, like right when you first open it, that's kind of like the fold, if you call it that, right? Or on a computer, it's when the website first comes up and you don't have to scroll down. It's everything probably about right here, okay? So what I would do is have at least two credibility elements up here. A lot of people choose to put like a BBB badge here, okay? There might be a BBB badge right up there. You can work with our tech team or go through one of our services to do that, or you can do it too. Or they might put the BBB badge down here in our credibility bar. It's a tool that you guys can use. Okay. And then you could do that, or you could have, you know, your Google reviews. And then you could just like literally take what I've done before is I've taken a screenshot. Okay. So go to Google, the Google review deal, take a screenshot, with a screenshot tool of your rating. Okay. Where it shows like reviews or Google, and then it shows like 4.5 stars. It's got the yellow stars and all that kind of stuff. Just literally take a screenshot of that if you want to. And I would like plunk it right in here. Okay, so you've got your stars. Okay, there's your 5 stars. And then, you know, it says something like, you know, it's like 45 reviews or whatever. So Google, right? You can put it there in the credibility bar. You can put a testimonial in the credibility bar. Or you could even put it right here. So you could take that screenshot and put it here. I would actually link out. I would make wherever you put that, I would link out to your Google reviews link. Okay, that way, if people are skeptical these days. So if people are like, I just want to prove, are they real? Like, did they just make that up, or are those actual real reviews? You want to make it so they can click it. Okay, our heat maps have shown, when we run tests, our heat maps have shown that people click these things because they're pre-programmed to be skeptical about it. So if people are clicking it, and if they can't click it, if it doesn't go anywhere, that's an immediate little negative credibility mark. So make it so they can click it, and then it goes directly to your Google reviews. A quick tip is when they click it, make sure it pops up in its own window. It doesn't take them away from your website. Okay, that's really easy to do in Carrot. It's just one little button you click. Our support team can help you. Just make sure it opens up in a new window. But that's what I would do. Also, what I would do is down the page, I'd sprinkle them elsewhere too, like maybe midway down the page. You can put them here or at the bottom of the page. Like sprinkle credibility all throughout the page. So if someone's scrolling down, you've got two or three credibility elements here. You've got another one halfway down. You've got one down there. One last thing I'll mention, guys and gals, is this. And this is just me being transparent here, is I had two amazing, amazing phone calls on Tuesday with two customers, both really high-end customers, both Carrot Camp people. They came to Carrot Camps, both do a ton of deals. One was Tim, the guy I talked about before. One was Mike, a big investor down south. And they were amazing calls, but also I just kind of like realized some errors that I've made in business over the years. And one of the clients already switched away from Carrot, and I'll tell you why. And the other one was looking at it. Okay, and the thing is that we could actually solve their problem better than anything that they could ever switch to. We just didn't let them know that we could do it. And the reason I'm bringing this up to you is a lot of people want to stand out visually with their Carrot site because we've done such a good job of providing a solution that provides the results that everyone goes, well, you need to use this tool. So then everyone starts using the tool, right? But now everyone wants to stand out, right? So number one, with the Carrot tool, you're going to have a website that converts higher, but out of the box than anything else. We have so many examples of big investors that were on custom websites, amazing looking custom websites, and they ran $40,000 a month in PPC traffic to their custom site versus their concierge Carrot site, where we go in and dial it in for them, get their credibility on there, make it look amazing. And their Carrot site won over the $15,000 custom site. So while they wanted custom, they felt custom was the answer. It's not custom that's the answer, it's higher performance while standing out that's the answer. The next question is, how do I get that? And within Carrot, we can do that for you, okay? If you've got the budget, we have our concierge service that Mike down south, he showed me his site, and it looks pretty, and I'm sure it's converting just fine, like it's not a bad site, but there are elements on it that I know are decreasing the conversion a little bit. And for sure, their tech stack is just inferior. It's an inferior tech stack. If you run the page speed tests on that versus a Carrot site, it's not even close. Okay, so if you're battling for number one or number two position in Google, and all things are equal, they're going to look at the page load speed. They're going to look at the dwell time, the number of times people are clicking through pages, and that's going to be an indicator to Google on the quality of the website. Therefore, page speed matters. Load time matters, and that's something we invest a ton in. And so both of these examples from these guys on Tuesday, one of them had already made the switch. We didn't do a good job letting them know that we had this service. And so he made the switch and he's getting good results. I still believe we can get him a better result while staying on Carrot and making it easier and cheaper for him. But then Tim reached out to us before he made the switch. He got a quote from another company. We looked at the websites that the other company made. Same thing, they look pretty. But then you put it up and go, okay, well, this element's definitely losing conversion for them. This element's losing conversion. It looks pretty. It looks different. But then you run a page speed test in GT Metrics versus that versus a Carrot site. Not even close again. The far, far inferior tech stack. Okay. So that's what we want to let you guys know is, if you don't have the time to do this, we can do it all for you in our services. Just reach out to our support team. Let them know, hey, I'd love to look at your services. We have services all the way from the concierge level, which is, you know, $2,500 around there, sometimes more, to really come in white glove service, dial in your website, dial in your branding with you, build out the website so you stand out from others in your market while still retaining the high performing tech stack of Carrot and at a much cheaper cost than going custom. Okay, or we have services if you don't have that budget for $200 for our quick start, where we don't write your content for you, we don't do all the new design elements, but we do take your logo and your testimonials and your pictures and your bio, and we put all that up there for you. Okay, we put up your testimonials and your Google Plus thingy for you. Whatever you send us, we'll do the grunt work for you. So we just want to see you guys win. All right, we want to see you guys win. Get that credibility up, y'all. At least two or three up above the fold, some down here. If you don't want to do the work, let us know and we can do it for you. SimplySold.com, Bo Hollis, that's a concierge site. And you go look at that and you're going to go, whoa, that's a carrot site. Yeah, it's a carrot site and it's performing great for them. So we'd love to help you guys. All right, I'm out, guys. I'm pumped about next week's Ask Carrot. Any other pressing questions we need to answer, Brady? We're good.
Good.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. We are going to have Adrian or someone else on the team next week. We're going to get that part of it down. But I was pumped about today's call. If you guys have not ever done a Take Your Kid to Work Day, it was a blast today. Even if you're a one-person shot, do it. Your kids want to see what you do. And it was so much fun seeing Josh's daughter, Sophia, and Jack, and just everyone else having a chance to work with their father or their mother. And I asked a question at the end of it. I said, what was your favorite part of the day? And pretty much everybody said, I love, you know, watching what my dad did with video with Brady here. I love watching my dad. Or my daughter, Sydney, said, I liked hanging out with you and having a meeting. Yeah, it's awesome. But involve your kids, y'all. Go out there in the community, pick up trash, pull weeds, whatever it is. It makes a difference. It rubs off on people. Use your business for good. Use video to go out there and separate yourself. And we'd love to help you do it. Talk